Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Tom Trahan, the VP of Business Development at Circle CI. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me, Mark.
No, thanks for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm the Vice President of Business Development at Circle CI currently. Circle CI is a leading SaaS platform for helping software teams automate their build, test, deploy, release processes. So everything about getting software from the development side of the world all the way to customers. And I'm responsible for partnerships with all the technology companies we work with, all of the cloud platforms we work with, and the channel partners that we work with as well. I've been in the workforce for 3 decades, so I've had quite a few different perspectives and different experiences. I've worked at large global companies like Arthur Andersen, SAP, Microsoft. I worked at small companies, a consulting company in Chicago that was probably about 30 people that grew to 100. I've worked in funded startups like Circle CI and previously Shippable. And I've previously been an entrepreneur where I had my own companies that we did software services and built software as well for products to sell.
Very cool. And that's quite a varied background. So your product, is it mainly geared towards enterprise or is it mainly geared towards startups or SMB or all?
Yeah, it really is all. On our platform, we've been around for 10 years and our platform now has an active user base of 35,000 organizations on that platform. Mm-hmm. And so it really does span everywhere from the person building the project in their garage that's going to be the next billion-dollar unicorn all the way up to the Fortune 100 companies as well. And so and everything in between, frankly.
Wow, that's interesting. So as the head of biz dev, do you literally have like products for each niche or is it just one product that really applies to all?
No, it is. We do have different formats of our products. So we operate the largest SaaS platform in the world for CI/CD, which is the space that our platform serves, continuous integration and continuous delivery of software. We run a multi-tenant SaaS there that supports organizations where we run and provide the entire platform and they are able to just onboard and use it without having to manage any of their own infrastructure. But then we also have quite a few customers that have requirements that require them to run the software inside their own networks. And so we have our server product for them as well. And then we actually have a hybrid version as well where we have a solution that runs behind the firewall with our customers and then is orchestrated and connects with our cloud platform. And so we really can serve the needs of all of these different organizations and it's proven to be very popular in really all of these aspects.
So. Interesting. And I would think your product is particularly geared towards people that work remotely, like in different teams, correct?
That's right. I think when you look at the space and our kind of target initial user base, they are software developers working in software engineering teams, and it's since expanded into if you've heard the term DevOps teams, the folks that are really helping to establish the effective transition of the entire software value chain as it moves from the development organization to the ops organizations that run software in production for companies. And so everywhere along that process, you've got folks on the technology sphere, right? And those that's an area of the world and area of business that has really embraced a lot of the practices that tend to become remote, right? Because they believe in asynchronous work. They believe in decentralized contributions that then get brought back together and combined together when you think about how source control and source code gets managed for developers. And so we've always been an organization that serves that type of user, which has a tendency to have even pre-COVID work in remote fashion. In fact, when you look at Circle CI ourselves, our entire engineering organization that builds out the product has always been a 100% remote workforce. A variety of our business functions have been office-based pre-COVID, mm-hmm. Based out of some of our hub offices that we've got in San Francisco and Denver and Boston and London and Tokyo. But our engineering organizations have always been fully remote and globally based. And so the conversion to a remote workforce 100% for COVID actually, you know, was a fairly smooth one for Circle, because we were already focused on an audience that we were enabling them to work in a remote manner to begin with. So,
wow. So that, I mean, interesting. So it sounds like you use your own product to facilitate, you know, what you do for your customers, correct?
Well, that's absolutely true. We have, on average, we are deploying software changes into production that go to customers on average somewhere between 60 to 100 times a day. And we use our platform and our processes to automate all of the preparation and validation and deploying of that software into our environment. So,
oh my gosh. I mean, I've worked in SaaS companies. 60 to 100 deployments a day is your ops manager must be going crazy.
Well, and it's really, you know, it's what we try to do for all of our customers is get them to that level as well, right? Because software and the business world in general, of course, is always looking for ways to become more agile, to be, you know, to be able to put, you know, changes and new value in front of customers more frequently. And that's really the world that we're trying to enable for customers, this idea of a continuous an organization of continuous activity, that we're always working and being able to put things in front of customers instead of the old traditional models that might be 3 month or 6 month or 1 year release cycle. You know, we're trying to get to a point where we can continually update and move things into production for our customers. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's funny, because most companies that are utilizing agile technologies now, generally they do sprints of 2 to 3 weeks, and that's their deployment cycle. And you're blowing that away.
Yeah, well, we also work on agile sprint cycles as well that are 2 weeks long. But we practice a model here where that you're really working on this idea of continuous delivery. We don't necessarily release all of our software to customers every single day. We can, but we deliver it into production ready for release. 65 to 100 times, you know, 60 to 100 times a day.
Okay.
And so, you know, we use different technologies around, you know, like feature flagging and other mechanisms to be able to put things out, make sure that they all work and merge together well with the rest of our software. And then we can slowly start to turn the dial and release it to customers in a controlled manner. And we have a variety of I would say, pretty bleeding edge practices there that get us to that point. And,
wow.
And we don't expect all of our customers to operate in that exact same manner, but we want them to have that model and to have that vision of getting to something where they can kind of move at that type of speed as well.
Wow, interesting. So as you mentioned, you already were pretty much, or your development was remote. You also had offices. Now that we're starting to come out of the COVID area, what do you think is going to be the model for Circle CI? Is it going to be 100% remote like it's been for the last year? Or you think you'll have people going back to offices?
Yeah, you know, it's not, I don't think we've officially landed on, you know, on those decisions yet, but I think it's going to be pretty similar. I think what you've heard from other companies as well, which is that, you know, it's not just what does the company need, but it's what do the employees need as well. And in many cases, we've got folks who have really embraced and really enjoy the remote work style. We have others who are really looking forward to getting back into an office when it's possible. And so I think what you're going to see from Circle, similar to other companies, is that, you know, we're going to enable that type of choice. And we're going to, you know, go back into offices and make that an option for our employee base as well as, you know, continue to support. We were already probably a 50-50 remote versus in-office company before, and we'll certainly have a large proportion of our work employee base be working remotely post COVID as well. So
very interesting. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. Having been in IT development, I've done a few of those 1 to 2 year waterfall projects.
Yeah.
I certainly appreciate what you're bringing to the market.
Yeah, the world has definitely changed. I remember when I was running a team in the past. I remember at one time ordering servers, and the wait time was 9 months to get my servers for my project. And,
yeah.
and you think about the world we live in today with everything accessible at your fingertips on a laptop in the cloud. And yep. It's moved to a completely different realm today, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, and it just it's getting faster and faster all the time. So it sounds like you're part of that change.
Absolutely, we're trying to help everyone achieve that type of speed. So
yes, well, it was great talking to you, and have a great weekend.
Great, thanks, Mark.